If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. I shamelessly love Asian dramas, and I'm talking about every culture. I really love Chinese and Korean ones, but recently I also watched one from Thailand, and it might be partially my own heritage because my mom's Chinese, but I've been seeing a lot of people watching these Korean dramas as well, and I just think there is something very fun about it. So one of the things I was reflecting on is in many of these dramas, it's very predictable, almost like a Hallmark movie. And one of the scenarios that has popped up a couple of times is that the main character is decoyed by something that shouldn't have distracted them, but they're distracted. And because of that, the villain or whoever on the other end is able to get away with something that they shouldn't have. I mean, it's a really simple storyline, but it shows up time and time again. And by the way, if you love Korean and Chinese and Thailand and any of these Asian soap operas, like maybe at some point, if you guys want me to, I could do like a favorites list. I have some absolute favorites. Anyway, back to the point of this, which is there's a decoy or a distraction that keeps them from winning the prize, getting what they needed, you know, what they want, because they're distracted and there's this decoy. And this started really getting me to think about AI, because AI right now is really distracting a lot of designers. They are producing less. They are scared about what AI is going to do. And it is, in a lot of ways, a decoy, you guys. So I don't know if you have spent any time in the two that we've been looking at as a company, which is Midjourney and Firefly. And I've never really played in Midjourney. I have played quite a bit in Firefly as I try to get a feel for what's going on there. And if you've been on YouTube, if you go to youtube.com/Karina Gardner, you'll see that I have some fun, silly competitions I do with AI that should intrigue you. I think that everyone's distracted by AI right now, and so they're not actually doing the work. They're so worried about what's coming up. When truthfully, right now, AI is not your competition. Your competition is the distractions that are happening in your daily life instead of just doing the design work. Many of you know, if you've been watching AI, like, you can spot AI from a million miles away. It looks all the same. It is not competing with you. And very often what I'm hearing is, I'm hearing these business owners who are like, oh yeah, just use AI for that. Very soon, everybody's stuff is going to be looking the same. And this is where you come in as a designer. You are going to offer something different. The other thing is, most business owners, especially those looking for freelance work, logo work, all of that, don't know the difference between pixel and vector, but you do. And right now, AI is all pixel-based. So if you're using Procreate and Photoshop as your main way for creating art, you are in more competition with AI than, ironically, Illustrator, which is short. Illustrator short is AI, which is hilarious, than Illustrator, because there are no vector-based programs. Now, I assume in the future there will be some vector-based programs, but right now it is very difficult to spend as much time as you would spend designing instead in production time. Nobody likes production time. Okay, this is the thing I'm finding out as I teach my design process model in a lot of different arenas. Nobody loves step number three, which is production. It's not fun. We got into this because we wanted to be designers, because we wanted to implement, because we wanted to create cool stuff. None of us got in this because we wanted to be production designers. That means cleaning up the files, getting it ready to go, you know, making it ready for die cuts, making it ready for seamless patterns. And right now, AI produces a flat, horrible pixelated file, as in it only will blow up to a certain size. So if you have a logo that needs to be put on the side of a building, do not trust AI for that. It will not do it for you. Now, one day I think it will, maybe, but right now it's not even a contest, on top of the fact that it looks like everybody else's stuff. So you can't rip it apart because it's flat. You can't rip it apart to do all the things you need to do with it. As a designer, we need things that are rip apartable. And in particular, if you have a machine like a Silhouette or a Cricut machine, AI will not help you right now. It does not create die lines. And because it's not vector-based, if you ask it to make you, for example, a flower, it's going to give you a really wonderful three-dimensional beautiful flower that you then have to spend hours ripping apart in production. So that's why you're not seeing me use AI, because I would rather create than spend all of my time in production. Now, does it mean that there are going to be people out there using AI to create art? Yes, they are. They absolutely are. And so all of you who think that they are your competition, they just aren't. They're competing with each other. And they've made themselves a very short-term job, right? Because, like, if anyone can use it, means everybody can use it, you know? It's not specific or special enough to do anything to help you, which is very interesting. So I would say it's a distraction, it's a decoy for right now from you actually going after your design dreams and working the system, which is what you should be doing as a business owner. You should be working the systems to help you create a design business. Now, this is one of the many reasons we don't teach one type of design in our program. You know, I see a lot of courses out there that are focused on one kind of design. I do workshops. You guys know I have like a wallpaper workshop. I just did a sticker workshop. So I have workshops, but that's not coursework. Coursework helps you really understand how to use software and create great design work. And for those of you who are, you know, really pushed in, especially the surface pattern world, which you guys know I love, you still need to up level, because surface pattern design in a lot of ways is the very lowest denominator of graphic design work, because you don't have to create hierarchy, because you don't have to create dynamic space. In a lot of ways, you get very stuck in just understanding negative space and that's it. Whereas if you create SVG files, if you create t-shirt quotes, if you create anything that requires multiple elements, you will become a better graphic designer, which is what we're really looking to do, because we do not know how the markets are going to change. We never do. And because of that, we have to be flexible, good designers as we watch the markets change so that we can create things that audiences will want and love. And I really do think you're going to keep seeing this backlash to homemade, beautifully made, illustrated in a very specific style, which I talk about style in the Make Art That Sells book. But I think you're going to see some more of that. And so those that take advantage of that, spend their time thinking about what could they make that would make them different, special, awesome. Those people are going to continue to make money in the marketplace, not the people who are obsessed and worried about AI. So stop worrying about AI and go take your artwork to the next level so that you can be in competition with everybody else out there who's making really great stuff so that you can build your business. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.